Another hard winter means another $1 million more in Coquitlam's coffers to get ready for the next snowfalls. Tonight, May 8, Council is expected to move the money from the City Initiatives Reserve to the Extreme Weather Reserve to prepare for the 2023-24 dumps. But the cash transfer to make up for a funding shortfall is nothing new. Over the past decade, Council has topped up the account to handle the white stuff by about $700,000 a year on average. 2022 equals $1 million. 2021 equals $165,465. 2020 equals $800,000. 2019 equals $1 million. 2018 equals $360,496. 2017 equals $870,000. Jamie Bone, Coquitlam's General Manager of Engineering and Public Works, said the municipality budgeted $1.3 million last year. However, the price tag for the winter response came in at nearly $2.4 million, a difference of $1,053,317. In his report to council, Bone described the 2022-23 winter as one of the longer and more extreme winters that the Lower Mainland has experienced in several years and broke several weather records. Specifically, Coquitlam crews were deployed to clear and salt the roads for 8 major snow events between November 2022 and March 2023, and 3 of them caused significant delays to civic services. November 29, 2022. 3 days of snow, more than 25 centimeters, with lows of minus 7 Celsius. December 17, 2022. 9 days of snow, more than 50 centimeters, with lows of minus 12 Celsius. February 25, 2023. 6 days of snow, more than 33 centimeters, with lows of minus 7 Celsius. Bone said the temperature was so cold last December that public works staff added sand to the salt mix for many days to get the snow and ice off of Coquitlam's hilly streets. And the road damage afterward was evident. City crews fixed a total of 241 potholes from November to March, he said. Meanwhile, for the next winter, City Council is set to change its, when declared, parking restrictions. That means when it snows, there will be no on-street parking along Blue Mountain Street, Chilco Drive, Dolphin Street and Highland Drive. Currently, the, when declared, notice is issued for Corona Crescent, Hamber Court, Pritchett Place, Lansdowne Drive and on Westwood Plateau. Also for the next winter season, Bone said the Austin Service Center will be doubled and new plowing trucks will be in place. For information about how to stay safe during extreme cold, go to coquitlam.ca/winterprep.